the rest of the story. Nate was a perfectly normal, healthy boy with a lot of interests to occupy his attention until that one day when he was 9. Nate was in a ball game with some friends and hurt his foot. He hurt his foot. The family doctor told Nate's mother that her boy would be fine. He must stay off the foot for a while, that was all. Just stay home, let it heal properly. Nate, who never liked school much anyway, accepted his confinement cheerfully, was only mildly disappointed to learn that his teacher would be visiting daily to ensure that the youngster kept up his studies. Well, 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks. Nate's foot was no better. The family sought a second medical opinion, then a third, and then a fourth. And the one thing all of the doctors agreed on was that the boy's injury ought to heal in time, but the weeks became months. Still, Nate's foot remained, for all practical purposes, unusable. Even ludicrous folklore cures were tried, such as sticking the child's injured foot out a first-story window while somebody leaning out a second-story window directly above poured cold water on it. Well, after many months had passed with no improvement, the baffled physicians and the frustrated family became resigned to the apparent fact that Nate would be lame for the rest of his life. But this is the rest of the story. Through Nate's convalescence, with his physical activities restricted, he occupied the interminable hours of his otherwise idle time by reading. Most of the day and often into the night, he would lie on the floor and explore any and every book available to him. The more he read, the more his reading ability improved. Soon he was devouring the likes of Shakespeare, reciting aloud, repeating over and over the lines that appealed to him, whether he understood them completely or not. For example, Nate's family grew particularly weary of one such quotation from Richard III. It was a declaration which the little boy would intone in all manner of inappropriate circumstances. Quote, "My lord, stand back and let the coffin pass." Well, soon Nate's fascination with literature made him eager to invent stories of his own, tales with which he would entertain his sisters or anyone else who would listen, astounding adventures related in the first person, which invariably concluded with the solemnly pronounced words, "And I'm never coming back again." Oh, I'm so happy to relate that Nate's real life adventure had a happy ending. His foot did heal eventually. He returned to robust good health, and his love affair with words sustained for the rest of his life. But now, as you relish some of those words, now as you enjoy the stories that sprang fresh from his adult mind, twice told tales, Mosses from an Old Manse, the Blithedale Romance, The House of Seven Gables, you'll envision an unfortunate little boy getting cold water poured on his foot from a second-story window, and a plucky, lucky little fellow reveling in Shakespeare by firelight for the youngster whose lengthy convalescence led to appreciation that he might never have gained otherwise, grew up to create a masterwork called The Scarlet Letter. Nathaniel Hawthorne. Now you know the rest of the story.